Welcome to Local Music Somewhere, where your voice is always heard. On our Beats radio and media streaming service for today's hot and trending topics. Now let's get into it.
Hey, what's going on, rbeats.com music fans? This is your host, Greasy Keys, here with some fantastic rising musicians here from Charlotte with this segment we call Local Music Somewhere. Joining me today, we have Tyler Weaver and Xander Walsh. Welcome, boys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great. Yeah. Very
Thanks
cool.
For having us on.
My pleasure. We're looking forward to hearing about your music and some of your influences and where you guys plan to go with your careers. You guys have gotten some tunes going on. You're writing some music. What are some of your inspirations for some of your songwriting style?
So personally, I have a pretty wide range of things that I've listened to growing up and currently that have influenced what I do. I'm a huge Post Malone fan.
Yes.
And he's kind of known for breaking the mold on that one. And like, kind of like, you know, his first stuff was very hip hop.
Yes.
And then he kind of moved to pop. And
yes.
Now I think he's planning on releasing a full country album.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on.
So my influences kind of span from like, I tend to lean towards hip hop, but I do have some like rock influences. My dad listened to a lot of Van Halen.
Yes.
Been to a lot of Van Halen concerts. So that's probably the primary like rock I've listened to.
Right.
But I'm actually working on a track right now that's a blend of like hip hop and like a pop punk type song.
So. You know, yeah. Just checking out some of your tracks that I've heard already, I was going to say exactly. I heard a lot of influences like hip hop, you know, trap, R&B, but then also with the acoustic guitar and like rock and roll. So that's really cool to hear that. That's how it come out. How about you, Tyler?
I'd say the same because like it varies a bunch of different ones, different genres, but also like in some of my songs, I have like that kind of The Weeknd kind of style,
yes.
Electronic mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like sometimes I do like some beachy stuff because I used to listen to a lot of Surfaces. I don't know if you heard of them.
Yes, absolutely.
But really, I mean, I just like making anything that's groovy and just
groovy.
Vibe-y,
yes,
you know?
I dig it. Absolutely, 100%. So when you're coming up with a process, you know, you have all these influences, you know, that you want to maybe express yourself. What is your creative process when it comes to composing and writing songs?
So I'd say sometimes, very rarely, sometimes like I'd be driving or something and then you just get, sometimes I get lyrics and ideas of like a beat or something, but most of the time that rarely happens.
Right.
Most of the time I just sit down, make a beat, maybe start with drums.
Right.
And then add whatever I'm feeling for that instrumental. And then just freestyle something.
Right on.
Yeah.
Very cool. How about you?
For me, it's very like, I don't know how to explain it, but there's a bass player who put it really, in a really good way. He said that, well, it's kind of different for me because it doesn't always happen to be instruments, but he said when you get an instrument, there's usually a song or several songs in that instrument and they come out.
Right.
And Tyler Joseph from 21 Pilots, I'm pretty sure has said before that the songs kind of write themselves.
Right.
And that's kind of my creative process. So what'll happen is I'll be in bed really late or in the car, like he said, and I'll just hear a melody or I'll hear like lyrics and a melody at the same time, or I'll hear a guitar part or a bass part or just some part mm-hmm. of a song, some little part, and then I'll go home and I'll lay it down like on a track, and
right.
then after I get that one part, then I'll start adding other things. So I'm working on a song currently that is probably going to take a while to finish, but that one started from just a vocal melody and a lyric that I came up with while I was in class one day.
Right on.
And then I put like some overdriven guitar on it, and then I ended up blending that one with hip-hop. That's the one I'm talking about. But that one started as like just a vocal melody, but the song that we just released, that one I think started as a bass track.
Yeah, we just play the bass. Yeah. I would say like that happens a lot too for me. Like I'm working on something too, and it's so cool to like have an idea, then like a few weeks or however long it takes to
yes.
make it, listen to it and be like, that was my idea. That's
yes.
exactly what I wanted it to sound like.
I can
like.
Definitely relate to that. You know, as a musician myself, you know, I come from the beat, and the instruments to me are mm-hmm. foundational, and lyrics and melody usually kind of come secondary. So, but you guys are able to kind of, you know, you might find inspiration from either one, right?
Yeah.
Lyrics, a melody, and oh yeah, here's a cool bass line. Let's build around that.
So I would agree really with cool. you that it usually starts as some sort of instrumental.
Right.
And then the lyrics come afterward, or melody comes and then you write lyrics to that.
So would you guys consider yourselves multi-instrumentalists? Like, do you guys play the keyboards and the bass and the drums and the guitar yourselves?
Yeah. I know you're a big bass player.
Yeah.
You started out playing bass. I play guitar a little bit, piano a little bit, because I all kind of taught myself.
Yes.
I did play violin for like 8 years, but
there you go. That's a cool background.
So I don't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
But drums, because we got a drum set and stuff.
So live ukulele. Drums? You guys play some live drums too in your tracks?
Yeah, not on my tracks.
Right.
I have recorded some that I haven't released yet.
Right.
I'm not sure about
that's great.
Yet, but
very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. For me, I do play. I play bass guitar, electric, and acoustic. And so the music we make has pretty much everything in it.
Right.
And it's because we understand how it works. So when we go into Logic, like, we can create a drum track. And I know you can play drums, like, to some extent, but I can hardly play drums at all.
Right.
But I know how to put a beat together.
Put a beat together. Right.
So a lot of it is just a general understanding of music, but yeah, physical instruments, bass, electric, and acoustic.
So with your understanding of music, what's your background? I know you guys, you know, high school and college, did you guys take lessons? Are you classically trained in anything? Or are you just guys just kind of vibing it and just doing it yourself, figuring it out as you go?
I'd say just like vibing it.
Yeah,
I mean, I did play violin, but like
right.
I don't remember any of the music theory or whatever.
No,
maybe
no.
that helped my ear. I don't know. But I mean, I have a lot of musicians in my family.
Just, I want to say, is it family?
Play music.
Yeah.
You know, grew up singing in church and stuff, like with my family and stuff.
Just immersed in it. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of interesting. And I think I talked about this the last time I was on here, but it started out as my friend Jackson was starting a band and he was on guitar.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you kind of know drums, right? Because my dad has played drums since he was a teenager.
Right.
And I was like, I can kind of play. I can practice and maybe I'll get good enough to play. And so started on that. Didn't really like drums very much. I loved how electric guitar sounded.
Right.
And then one day I went to Guitar Center and I picked up a bass for the first time and fell in love with it.
Yes.
And then later I found out that bass was like a blend of like percussion and that rhythm, like on a rhythm guitar or whatever.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of how I got into bass.
Right.
And then after that, it was just hundreds of hours of YouTube videos on music theory and how to play bass and electric guitar and all
that.
So
I never knew this. You never got lessons.
No,
for
no
bass.
Lessons. Just,
you're pretty good.
Just bass. YouTube videos.
That's awesome. That's great, man. So obviously technology plays a role in your music making process. So, so tell me more about that. Like, you use Logic you'd like to use and obviously YouTube videos to maybe learn how to play. So how, you know, tell me your process when using, you know, technology and or how important is that to your music?
I mean, it's very important. I mean, like for recording and everything, of course, it's important. Sometimes, though, you can just jam out on a guitar and you might not make a song, but it's just fun to just play around and sing. I don't know.
Yeah. I would say that technology is a huge part of what I make, mostly because I don't have access to like good drum mics and like a professional understanding of like EQing and stuff. So I can do my best based off of what I've taught myself, how to use Logic. And of course, a lot of the drums I use that sound real and aren't just like hip hop samples are from Logic.
Right.
And so it is a huge part of it for sure.
Yeah.
The song I'm working on right now does have real guitar in it and I plan on putting real bass guitar in it.
Right.
But it would definitely be really hard to get the sound we have without like Logic and the stuff that's
Logic is awesome.
It is amazing. I use Logic too at home, you know, I do a lot of tracking for other artists, you know, remotely that way. And, I don't see myself as a songwriter so much, but more as a collaborator or a side guy, you know? Logic has just been a huge part of my music making as well. So with that, what are you guys' thoughts on, like, say, you know, with technology, obviously very important for up and coming songwriters just to get plugged in, recording your own music. What is your take on like AI and things like that within music creation?
I mean, there's a lot of like plugins. If you don't know what plugins are, real quick, they're
tell
like
them.
Plugins are like effects or or sounds, some like sounds that you can use. So say like auto-tune is a plugin. So instead of just singing, if I want like that electric kind of feel, you put in auto-tune, which is a plugin. It's like an effect. But there's so many like other that I've heard of, like AI plugins already happening where it can like make a melody for you.
Right.
And all that. And I mean, I've seen a lot of videos on that. I just think that's pretty cool. And it's definitely gonna take over and
right.
Yeah. Be in the music industry more, you know?
I was thinking about those. I saw a whole bunch of them on TikTok a while back, but the like deep fake voices where they'll take artists' voices and they'll like, I don't know how to explain
like
it.
Make
they'll
it
take
sound
a song.
Like Drake or something.
Yeah, they'll take a song written by like, I don't know, like Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And then they'll take the vocal track and they'll somehow use AI to make it like Lil Baby or like
right,
somebody it's amazing. Else's exactly. voice. And yeah. then it'll be Lil Baby singing a Stevie Wonder song. And it's right. very mm-hmm. confusing. Yeah. So that's a little bit off topic. But
I mean, I love, you know, I think yeah. it's really fun. Like, see, there's a lot of Instagram accounts where they use some AI music. Mm-hmm. And for me, for the entertainment value there, I think it's great. You know, it's hilarious, mm-hmm. honestly. It's fun. But man, as a, you know, performing musician, you know, it's a little scary to think about, you know, because yeah. people, you know, general audience, they can't discern, you know, they don't have a musician's ear, so they can't mm-hmm. tell, well, you know, maybe that sounds a little off or maybe the quality isn't quite right because it's AI generated. Mm-hmm. But
I'd say it'd definitely be sad if AI completely took over in that yeah, regard, because right. music is like a piece of art.
Exactly.
And so when you have something that's synthetic yeah. and it's making that art, then it's really like not genuine. And yeah. that would, I think that would bother me a lot.
Even if it like did get easier in the future to make music with AI, just like yeah. in a few seconds,
yes.
I still wouldn't do it. You know, it's just yeah. so fun, the process.
Exactly.
Just recording yeah. and adding stuff and making it your own.
The human element, I think, will always be there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, eventually, I think there'll probably be sort of a, I can imagine there'd be sort of a pushback to, you know, hey, live musicians or, you know, let's have real instruments on the tracks. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of neat to hear your perspective of that. Cause me, you know, I've been a musician for like 30 years. So it's totally wild. Blows my mind is to see it. And again, I can enjoy it and on the entertainment value, but yeah, when I think about it, as far as, ooh, could it put me out of a job? You know, mm-hmm. then it kind of gets concerning.
Yeah.
Yep. But,
so the songs that you guys write, let's talk about some of the themes or messages that you aim to kind of get out. I mean, when you have, say, an inspiration of a melody and say a song lyric, I mean, are there meaning behind the lyrics once you kind of get the song rolling, or is it just more about, you know, capturing something that rhythmically works?
I say it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Like some of them are just like freestyles, but then mm-hmm. we're like, hey, that actually makes sense and sounds good. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I'd say personally, when I'm working on stuff, it kind of is like I drop the background track, like I make the song itself without lyrics.
Right.
And then I write a melody. And that is kind of like the feeling that I'm feeling, like the actual music. And then once I have the melody, I can put lyrics that match the feeling I was making. So for me, a lot of my lyrical themes have to do with like isolation or like being separated.
Right.
I'm working on a song that actually comes out next Friday at midnight. And it's called Lighthouse. And I wrote it about, not necessarily about, but it's like a... It's like a, what do you call it? Like an analogy.
Right.
Of this, there's a lighthouse in Charleston called the Morris Island Lighthouse.
Yes.
And it used to be on land and it kind of like drifted out into
wow.
the ocean because the waves like break down the sand over time. So now it's like a few hundred feet out in the ocean. And so this song is kind of about that lighthouse, but like I'm talking from the perspective of
right.
the lighthouse.
See, that's very cool.
He's a lot better at writing lyrics than me. I'm getting there.
He's got a couple years on you, but
my themes tend to be more sad,
right?
Or just like from a deeper, like
introspective yeah. kind of thing. That's really cool. So you guys are just starting out. You know, are you guys out playing shows? Are there places that people can catch you at currently, or do you aspire to perform, be live performers, or do you like being just sort of the studio guys?
I would love to perform.
Yeah.
I would love to perform. I don't have too much experience.
Right.
I mean, I've played like I've said like for church sometimes.
Yeah.
Just for friends, but I've never like really performed.
Right.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, there's, I'd love to. I know in Charlotte, at least, there's a lot of really good open mics that are very receptive. You know, I actually helped host one on Tuesday nights at a place called Smokey Joe's, which you might be a little bit, need to get a little bit older to get there. But also the Evening News has a fantastic Monday night open mic that, you know, I definitely encourage you guys, you know, if you want to aspire to perform out, you know, those would be great places to plug in where people are always really receptive to new music and already established artists hang out that you guys could get plugged into more. So
yeah, I'd love to.
It's really cool.
Cause there's like, there's some songs that I probably couldn't perform live cause like how electronic they are, but there's some like acoustic songs that,
yeah, that would be fun.
We could both, like, definitely,
yeah, for sure,
do something like that.
So, what are you? How do you guys approach collaborating with each other? You know, I've seen, you know, on your Instagram, like you've maybe collaborated with a couple of different artists, and I'm sure you have too. So, what's your approach to there? I mean, is it something you guys just kind of got together and like, hey, let's hang out, and all of a sudden you're creating a beat, or is it something like you guys like intentionally decided, hey, you know what, let's collab?
Yeah. So, almost everyone I collab with is like a close friend.
Right.
He is close friends with my older brother, and that's kind of how I got to know him. And then he actually had Logic before I did.
Right.
And he was making music with my older brother, and that kind of got me. I was making stuff on BandLab. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yep.
I was doing some really cheesy singing on there. But then I did get Logic and started making stuff, and that's why I wanted to, because he was, you know, release stuff, and I was like, yo, let's do something. So just usually we just get together and just have fun and make something cool, and that's usually how it starts.
And now he's the genius on Logic. Now I'm texting him questions like, hey, how do you do that?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's great.
Some things you know that. I don't know that.
Yeah, that's right. True.
We help each other out.
I mean, Logic is really, I mean, you see there's a lot of cool accounts on Instagram that share, oh, yeah, this is how you do things on Logic. You know, I don't know if you guys follow Sides, the young lady who does some, but she's always dropping really, really cool Logic Pro tips and things like that. So it's really cool. So I know you guys are young and starting out, but do you have any advice for even younger or even, you know, less experienced musicians who might be aspiring to create their own beats? You know, do you have any advice for?
This might sound very like simple, but like, just like do it,
do
because
it.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I started out in band lab, even just singing with autotune. I was like, okay, that's fun. If you like it, just why not? Like either you could have it for yourself or you could release it like on SoundCloud. That's what I used to do. And just start there. And if you want to learn how to make music, YouTube.
Right on. Yeah.
Great.
It's amazing. Yeah. Really.
I love YouTube.
YouTube is limitless with the information. So we got about 10 minutes left. We're going to take a break here in a minute and have a word from our friends and sponsors. And we're going to have a chance to listen to one of your songs that you guys have been working on called So Far Away, which you guys have a really cool reel on Instagram with you guys literally creating the beat right there. So can you guys talk more about that and how that kind of came about?
That song, I think you mentioned, didn't you mention it, how we started with the bass line?
Yeah,
we started with the bass line that he played. So basically, I went inside Logic and I just chose a bunch of random sounds that were kind of synthy that I thought would sound cool.
Yeah.
And he started with like this really cool bass line that, you know, you'll hear in it. And then I think I added this little lead and we just went back and forth adding different things.
Yeah.
Until we were like, okay, that's pretty sick. Added some drums. And then we just started freestyling.
Yeah. It's really interesting how it comes together like that, because I think the inspiration for that song, I was hearing something in my head, and it was from a song, I think, by The Neighborhood called Softcore. And it's like, it has this, so typically with our music, we use a lot of like more complicated like 808 patterns and hi-hat patterns and stuff. But the song I'm referencing is just like a Boots and Cats type song. Like the whole song. And I was like, I just like really felt that for some reason. And I was like, I want to write a song like that. And so sometimes when you hear a song and you're like, I want to write a song like that, it's scary because you're like, I don't want to accidentally write the same song.
Right.
And yeah. So
that's understandable.
Like, oh, this is sick. And then you realize it's like,
oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
It's interesting because how this song came together, it sounds nothing like the song that I heard originally, but it's like everything I wanted it to be.
Right on.
And yeah. We did change the hi-hat pattern. And like I said, songs kind of write themselves.
Right.
So it started out like you can kind of tell how it could sound like that song, but then how the song is structured is so much different. Yeah. And unique. So yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the first song released where the kick is like,
yeah, it's like just like four on the floor.
Four on the floor. Yeah. One.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of it's more complicated, but right. There was just something about that beat pattern. And I was like, I really like that. I want to do something like that.
As an observer, at least, you know, from my perspective, it was really cool to watch you guys, especially when each got on a different keyboard and one was playing one synth part and the other was playing the other. You know, it's like, wow, that's a really cool approach because, you know, usually in the studio, you know, you have one guy who's going to come and do all the keyboards, you know, or maybe one guy in the songwriter, maybe have a basic piano or synth part, but then have someone else come and do the other part. So that was really cool to see you guys really create that and collab in the moment. So I think that's really cool.
And I think like my ideas get so much better when I'm with someone.
Yes.
It's just so much more fun and I just have way more ideas. I'm like, oh, let's do this.
I was a private teacher for a long time, but one of my biggest advices to anybody, you know, whether they were going to pursue music or not, is, you know, find ways to collaborate, you know, whether it be like in a group, a band, or just with your friends. I think that as well is just like one of the best ways to collaborate and make music is, you know, you could bring an idea, but to have someone else's input on that idea, you know, it always makes it better.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So bouncing really ideas cool. off of each other and stuff.
Switching
like
guys, you know, like you with very common backgrounds and just sort of, you know, very common style. So that's thing. It's really cool. Cool. Well, we got about 5 minutes left. You guys have any more information that you guys would like to share? Like, I know you have the songs out there, but where can they find those? Are you guys on Spotify, SoundCloud? Tell us about that.
Pretty much everywhere. I'm not sure if I'm on SoundCloud anymore. I have some older stuff that we won't mention on SoundCloud. Oh,
understood. Yeah.
But let's see.
Spotify,
Apple Music.
Yeah.
Amazon Music.
Right. Pandora.
We use DistroKid. Right. To get music out there. It's a great like independent artist distribution.
And so if
software.
They're searching for you, would they search by your full names or what do you?
So my artist name is all caps Tyler. Period.
Tyler period.
People say Tyler dot. People call me Tyler dot.
Tyler dot.
I kind of like that. So it's just Tyler dot.
Mine is just Zan, all lowercase. Mm-hmm. And if you're on his Spotify artist profile, I'm one of like the similar artists near the bottom.
Yeah.
I actually haven't released anything solo.
Right.
I've done collabs with him and then I worked in a band called Windsor that has some music out and a band called Cloud Zero. But the song that I was referencing that drops next week will come out on my own individual profile, which already exists because I'm featured in some of his songs.
Fantastic. Well,
so after Friday, there will be a Spotify profile for me and it will just be Zan, lowercase.
Awesome. Yep.
He got that coming out tonight. Next week. I got a song coming out tonight, actually.
Yeah.
With just one of my other friends that want to be on a song.
Yeah.
And then I have a lot of stuff that will be coming out.
It's backlogged.
Well, good. I have like a lot that I just want to release.
He's like a full time musician.
Don't know what to do with
that. Every time I come over, he's always got
something,
in the studio.
Something new, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming into the studio and telling us more about yourselves and kind of introducing us really to your music. And I look forward to hearing more of what you guys have coming out. Anything else you'd like to add before we listen to one of your tunes?
Just thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's an honor.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. Well, cool. We're going to take a quick break with a word from our friends and sponsors and be right back to listen to a song from Tyler and Zan called So Far Away.
So far away. My head.
too fast. I said it slow down and you overreacted. Yeah, yeah. My head in the clouds, all I see is what we could have had if you stayed around. Me as old town, could even see the spark. We could have had more, but you just left me lonely. I'm a ghost on a dance floor. People say that what we had back then we should never trade. Say that your first love would never last, but that's not true with ya. Oh, why'd you come and go like everyone I know? Do you think of me? I don't really see how you could forget everything. Now it's been way too many days and I'm feeling so far away.
Way to go, guys. What a great track. What a great track.
Thank you so much.
And really, I mean, honestly, musicianship aside, I mean, the production, fantastic.
He's a genius.
I want to say, that is really cool. You know, I said using plugins and stuff because to me, the production is just as important as the instruments. You know, you can play your instrument well, but if it doesn't record well or it doesn't get processed correctly, it doesn't sound professional. Yeah. So way to go to make that sound top notch.
Thank you so
primo.
Much.
Tune. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Very cool. Again, my name is Greasy Keys. Happy to be here for rbeats.com with Local Music Somewhere. Please be sure to follow these young artists. We have Tyler Weaver. You can follow him on Instagram at Tyler_Weave, W-E-A-V. And Xander Waltrip. He's at Xan, X-A-N dot Waltrip, W-A-L-D-R-O-P 43. All right. Give these guys a follow and keep up with them because they got a long future ahead of them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Always remember, with you, we are. Our Beats podcasting crew wants to take this moment to thank you for listening to Our Beats Radio and Media Streaming Network.